Today we're going to begin a new series called Perfect Peace of Mind. Say together with me, Perfect Peace of Mind. All right, now, so what does that mean? We're going to unpack this for three parts, okay, and which we're going to unpack this passage, all right, which is taken from Isaiah chapter 26, two verses. And as we do the second and the third, okay, we'll unpack other passages as well, all right. So I want to invite all of us to read this together. Probably a good thing, maybe for once, all of us stand up, okay. I know you're standing for some time, all right. Stand up and honor the word of the Lord, okay. Ready? Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 and 4. 1, 2, 3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, today we commit all of us before you, knowing, O God, Lord, that our mind can be crowded with all kinds of things. But Father, we know, okay, your word is true, and we want to anchor, okay, our mind, okay, in the word of God. Father, today, Holy Spirit, come, teach us, guide us, change us, transform us, because only you can. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Okay, let's go. All right, so as we unpack this, the goal of this series that is to help people fix their mind firmly on God so that they may experience His perfect peace and stand strong in faith even amid life challenges and storm, because all of us face that. All right, and our mind can be crowded and our mind can go the other pendulum, and we want to see what God says, okay, about having perfect peace of mind. Wow, we only say, let's have a peace of mind, but we never use, how can we have a perfect peace, alright? So that's where we're going to unpack. Now, this diagram, I just like it, alright? Now, body, mind, and soul. You know, sometimes we come to church, probably you hear your leaders, myself, okay, just tell you, okay, we must build our Christian life, spirit, spirit, pray in tongues, and read the word of God, spirit, spirit, and all those. But, we know they talk of body because you will sign up, you will pay $100 for gym, right? Okay, huh? But to pay for something, the learning of the Bible, maybe not so. Okay, but anyway, sometimes we center all our body. You wake up, you take care of your body, okay, your soul. But sometimes we lack, okay, in about our mind, all right? So that's what we want to tackle in this three-part series. So I want to say that, a statement, how we think, what we focus, what we love, shape our life and our spiritual direction. Alright, so that's where we're going to unpack now. In this part one, we're going to give a bit more understanding. And when we come to part two, part three, a bit more, okay, practical. Alright, now, the three part that we're going to cover will be, one, we're going to look at the promise of God. Second, okay, on focus, okay, which means, okay, how to fix our mind, okay, on God. Okay, love. How are we going to love, okay, the word of God, okay, to help us, okay, to have perfect peace. Okay, so this is where, okay, we want to cover. Now, as a start, think about what's happening to the world around us. There is always a war in our mind. Isn't that true? Okay, talking about the war, okay, in our mind, okay, that is, in our world today, we fill with noises and distraction. Is it true? Okay, students, when you study, ting ting, notification. Okay, ting ting, your friend call. Okay, for the longest time during pandemic, okay, young people were on their Discord. Correct, Discord, whatever, okay, social media, because, okay, their friend is so far, they can't get to school. Okay, their Discord is on 8 hours, 24 hours. You all know what I'm talking about? Or this is the first time you are hearing, alright? Okay, out of nowhere, suddenly the friend would continue to do their work, okay, and then out of nowhere they will just talk. And then sometimes you, who are you talking to? You know, those who have children, who are you talking to? Nobody in the room, but their social media is on, okay, all the time. So there's always this war in the mind, noises around us. The world will not bring peace, and there's always chaos, okay, in our mind. Trying to look for a picture, something like some. When I look at this picture, yeah, all these physical noises, car, you stay in the city and all those. But last weekend, last week, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I was with Ned. Okay, we were in Alasta. Okay, the church, we built a room that we can stay. Okay, there's two single beds. He sleep one, I sleep one. All right, now, my first time sleeping there was nice. Okay, was just sleep through. But the last weekend was, a bit different, you know. I think, I don't know, I woke up like 4 or 5 times, things like that. Okay, now, because one moment you hear, coo, 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 all right. Then after you try to sleep, then, woo, 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 okay. Then after that, you hear, ring, 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 some bad people are talking, and then the sound will travel, all right. Then you try to sleep again, tuk, tuk. Like something dropped from somewhere, and then after that, somewhere around 6 o'clock, okay, we are awake. Okay, next week I was awake, okay, trying to try to do something. All right, now it happened all the time. You thought that you go to a smaller town, you hear less noise, but it's everywhere. All right, how many of you know what I'm talking about? Okay, praise God. Okay, now, so the tension that we live in an age which is mental overload. All right, now our mind is constantly just. The reality, okay, that we are attention, we are crowded, our mind are always so crowded with endless information. Okay, all kind of information. Information that you don't need to know also is there, alright? Just crowded. Restless from busyness every day, okay, in our work. And all kind of messages is coming. And sometimes we just tired of overthinking. True? So for example, you want to go out, then you think about if it rain, how? If I didn't bring an umbrella, how? If I go out, then I make accident, how? Okay, and then you go out, then as you drive, and there's a pothole, you go out, then there's an announcement holiday, and then you come back. So sometimes, just overthinking. I've met people, okay, who are just overthinking when, let's say, running a project, after same plan, over 0 to 0, 1 to 100, whatever thing in detail. Then the last question is, Pastor, what if I sick? I see you overthinking already, alright, okay, overthinking right now. And many times you are so distracted by the screen. We have our Every Nation Church past, I think 2-3 years, they planted a church, alright, and near the campus in US and all those. And they are experimenting, alright. No slide, no screen. Okay, come in, no handphone, all right, pills, okay, and song sheets, okay, song sheets or book, all right, now, so, okay, all those that's happening, but some of the feedback came back was just wonderful to hear, all right, from the students, university students, they were commenting that this is the only time, okay, 1 hour service, this is the only time that we no need to look at any screen. And they just need to be in the presence of God, worshiping the Lord. Wow. So that is where, okay, knowing that we are so distracted, okay, by the screen. You know, sometimes we can have the TV on, your iPad on, your phone on, your laptop on. It's all screen, right? Then your neighbor life, all right? I know someone like that. Probably you. Okay, all right. Okay, now, overly entertained, yet spiritually empty, bombarded by bad news and worldly values. Okay, so this is what's happening, okay, in the tension, okay, that we live in. We used to wake up like this, yes? Alarm clock, ring, psh. Some people don't wake up well, so they buy three alarm clock. Okay, now we all depend, okay, for this to ring, alright, true or not? Snooze, 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 snooze. Today is not like that, okay? Today is like this. You wake up, some happy news, some sad news, okay? This one like so happy news, but we read all kind of things that doesn't bother, nothing to do with us, alright? And we start there for 1-2 hours before going to work, alright? Now, so this is what the tension that we live in. So I want to make this statement that we are constantly connected but deeply disconnected, okay? In terms of peace, where are our peace, okay? That you should be having, okay? So with that, when you lost that peace, you've ended up drifting away and towards fear and anxiety. What is going to happen? Okay, we become overthinking. We are distracted by what's urgent instead of what's eternal. So because when you wake up, oh, and you need to quickly attend to that. All right, and many of those urgent things are all temporal. Okay, you needed attention, you need energy on that spot, at that moment, but nothing eternal. All right, what is eternal that doesn't need your attention right now? Do you know what is it? Reading the Bible. Tomorrow I can read. Tomorrow I can pray. And then tomorrow I need to go, alright? So, ended up week, day after day, and week after week, you don't see yourself reading the Bible, you don't see yourself praying, you don't see yourself in the faith community. Yeah, you're just distracted because it wasn't an urgent thing. Because if you don't read your Bible today,
you won't die.
Right? But if you don't eat today, you're hungry, alright? So the attention given. Then third one, dragged, okay? Way down by problems instead of resting on God's promises. Because about the time that you really want to anchor the word of God, but the time spent, okay, so much on the social media, you actually fill your mind with all those and not fill your mind, okay, with the word of God. So, statement, we may have faith in our hearts, but there's always chaos in our mind. That's what the Bible talks about, okay, how we should renew our mind every day. Now, I'm going to have 3 points, but the first one is just to get intro. God actually has warned us about the world does to our mind, alright? Now, that is the enemy of peace, okay? The world today constantly fight for your attention, yes? That's all that I said is fighting for your attention. If the social media can get you, 10 seconds is win liao, alright? That's why TikTok, all those, it's just, or the real, just about how many seconds, if they get you to see through, they win now, alright? That's what it means. They'll get your attention. And then because it's short, you ended up hours, okay, that you're stuck there. So if they can do that, they win over your mind, they win over your peace, alright? Now, let's look at some of those that Bible talk about what God has warned us before we unpack about the passage, alright? Now, the scripture warned us 4 dangers. Number one, defiled mind. Have you ever met people? Everything that in that conversation, you knew this person, the mind is corrupted. Alright? Titus 1:15 tells us to the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Have you met people, whatever that is good or bad is flowery? Words will come out. Flowery, huh? Okay, means wicked, vulgar words will always appear. Everything is S-H-I-T, you know. Well, you go there, everybody's enjoying. But S-H-I-T come out, alright. So that's how they respond, okay, to things. Because they are defiled in many ways, okay. For them, nothing is pure. Wow. You have people like that. Okay, second one. Blinded mind. Okay, now you're going to think. Your mind has eye. So the Bible called it blinded eye. So your mind doesn't have eye anymore, alright? 2 Corinthians 4, this is more to verse 4. The God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. They can't see the truth anymore. Alright, whenever they see what is, they can't differentiate at all, alright? Because their mind, okay, is blinded, okay? And they are always distracted and easily deceived, okay, by the enemies. All right, now third one, darkened mind. Okay, if you go into a bit medical, okay, people who involve in drugs, involve in pornography, and all those over a person, okay, that is right before God, when they scan their brain, there's a total difference. Okay, darkened mind and bright mind, okay, and is medically is proven, you go in search. Alright, now Ephesians 4:17-18, they are darkened in their understanding and separated, okay, the life from God. And it's very real, okay, even during Paul's time and Paul talked about preaching, okay, to the Ephesus church. In other words, when they are darkened, they are numb. Okay, when things that are right, they are numb to it. Okay, things are wrong, they also numb. They cannot make proper decision, okay, anymore. Alright, now. The other one is rebellious mind. Romans 8:7 talks about the mind governed by the flesh is hostile, okay, to God. That means they're easily allowing themselves to sin rather than allow God, okay, to rule in their life, and their mind will always resist God. Alright? So what the Bible says. Today's world, we talk about fixed mindset and growth mindset. Okay, when they are stuck and couldn't grow anymore, they are stuck. And all stories like, I mean, early days when we are hear stories like about a family who cook for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming, all right? Turkey right now. So the friend visited the friend, okay, and the friend was cooking the turkey. When they put the oven, roasting the turkey, alright? And the friend was wondering, hey friend, why did you chop the turkey like this, alright? Then the friend said, oh, because I learned it from my mother. That's how we cook it, alright? Now, A friend said, have you ever asked your mom why does she cook in that way? He said, oh, I never even asked that before. And then she made a call to the mom. Okay, mom, why do we cook the turkey like that? Chop the head, chop this, chop, become that kind of shape, alright? And then the mom answered this. Oh, because those days we are poor, our oven is just that size. So I have to cut in that kind of shape in order to fit into that oven. Then they, oh, my now oven is so big, the whole turkey can go in, right? Okay, so the mind was fixed for I don't know how many generations until the day that they discover, okay, that need to change, okay, they need to have a growth mindset, all right? So watch out, okay, for the enemy or peace. So when I said about that, if we are in that kind of stage, imagine, I'll try to find a graphic, okay, what's going through the mind. It's crazy, right? When I look at this, whoa, look your neighbor left and right. Oh, then you say, peace be unto you. Merry Christmas, okay? Okay. Now, it's just like when your phone, you open up app, and then you're telling people, ayo, how come so slow, huh? All right? And then your iPad or whatever tablet you have, your computer, you have so many tabs that's open, and it's become so slow, and you're wondering why. Because you open so many things. Just like, likewise, our brain as well. When we have so many things, then you wonder why you are slow, okay, and making decision or slow in whatever action they have because it just crowded, right? The mind. Okay, so let's move on. So we're going to unpack this passage and look at, okay, how can we understand and what Prophet Isaiah is saying. So in other words, in the time of Isaiah, they are going through some of the toughest time, okay, that they have, all right? And that was the song and also encouragement word, okay, given, okay, to the people. So my question is, what can we learn today as we set the foundation, okay, for this series? All right, now, four things, okay? Number one, God wants to keep you in peace. Say it with me, God wants to keep you, okay, in peace. Why do I say that? Because when Prophet Isaiah say that, he say, you keep him in peace, in perfect peace. That means, who is this you here? It's God. God says he will keep him, okay, keep everyone that he was speaking to, okay, you keep him in perfect peace. All right, now. So, it's a promise. If God were to do that, it's a promise by him, and God is the one is going to keep that peace. All right, now. So, the word keep, in Hebrew, that means to guard, to watch over, preserve, or protect, is active and not passive. Alright? When you ask somebody, it's always the case, right? You or all your friends, and after that, oh, I need to go to the toilet. True, right? Girls would do like that, right? And then, sorry. Take care of my bag, take care of my phone. And then, you're supposed to stay there and guard over the bag, the handphone and all those, right? So, so to guard, to watch, okay? Keep an eye. Okay, keep an eye. So it's an active, not passive, all right now. So by saying so, I'll give you, have you tried to enter a place that is guarded? I'm looking at a palace, a fortress, or whatever, right? Now, if to enter there, you need to have a pass. To enter there, you have to pass through this guard. If the guard say no, no, all right? How many of you visited hospital? Okay, you can only visit during visiting hours. But I found a time that we can do that. Okay, so those days, I don't dress like that. Okay, somebody comment that, hey, come to the church, got a shock. Okay, pastor wear like that one. Okay, right. Now, those early days when I first started, long sleeve, tie, boots, wow, sweat like man. Okay, all right. So, carry big Bible with a zip. Okay, those are the days I was like that. Okay, all right now. So when I receive a call, I go to hospital. Before I even enter, I know it's not a visiting hours. The security guard will say, oh, Padri. Padri, eh? Padri, yeah. I say, yeah, Padri. Because we call pastor, we don't use the word Padri. Yeah, Padri. Padri is the Malay word, okay, for priest, all right? So I was like, wow. I didn't even ask anything. Open the gate. See that. Because in their mind, probably someone is going to... the priest got to dare to do something, all right? So after I address that, ini bukan patri. So I don't get. So I was thinking, wow, what if I dress like that and I go and maybe have a special entry? Okay, now what I'm trying to say, okay, the palace or any place that you know that is guarded, you cannot go in, okay, unless you have a pass of some kind of an entry, okay, that you get and you have to pass through, okay, the guard. You try to get through into the palace with the samurai guy. I'm sorry, alright? Now, so what I'm trying to say is, your mind is like the palace. God is like that God. Unless you do not want God, or do not want God to guard, then everything can go in. Alright? That's why computer you have, firewall. What else? Antivirus. Okay, so that's what it takes place. So Philippians 4:7 says the peace of God will surpass all understanding and will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. So if you don't have that peace of God, you don't have God to guard, everything comes in. Your mind just everywhere, and you find your heart is so troubled, messed up all over, because you have nothing to anchor and you have no one, okay, to guard your mind and heart. You get it? So number one, God wants, okay, to keep the peace in you. All right now, so the promise is, you don't have to chase for peace. You just need to rest in the one who keeps it. Remember I tell one story about it was during wartime. Okay, they have to hide in the underground, alright, and there's these two friends, okay, and they say, how come in this war and bombing and all those and you are sleeping? Because his friends stay awake. Then this person say, oh, I believe in the word of God. Our God is neither sleep or slumber. If God is watching me, he's awake, I sleep. I can sleep in peace, alright, okay? God doesn't give peace, give peace, he keep you in peace. That's what it means. That's a promise. God keep you, okay, in peace. Okay, second one. God offers wholeness, not just calm, alright? He offers wholeness. Why do I say that? Now, that's the second part. You keep him in perfect peace. Now, just wonder, right? Why the Bible, okay? Okay, low sugar. Okay, imperfect peace. Now, what does that mean, right? Now, we all must know when we read the Bible, it was not written in English. So when we do a bit, taking a second layer and just study a bit, oh, when you look at the original meaning, it's just interesting, all right? Now, in Hebrew, the phrase is literally means shalom, shalom. So that's why when people meet one another, huh, they go, oh, okay, you good now, okay, shalom, when they exchange greetings, all right? So the Bible way is shalom, shalom. Your grace and peace, okay, upon anyone. That's how Paul, you look at how Paul wrote the New Testament, his opening is always grace and peace. So in other words, when we meet one another, it's like kirim salam. You know, salam is the word shalom, okay? Kirim salam, okay, and greet one another, grace and peace. So in the Bible, when they say perfect peace, it's a double peace, shalom, shalom, which also means when we meet one another, our prayer for one another is total well-being, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, maybe I can add more, physically, okay, relationally, wholeness. Okay, in other words, it's not just saying, when we ask people, I'm okay, when people say like that, means, okay, you're very hard to know what's behind, but reading between lines, okay, maybe you need some help, whatever, okay, but when you say shalom, shalom, when you tell people, okay, I'm at peace, that means I am okay, I'm steady, I'm steadfast, no matter what. I'm okay, alright, that's why, not just, I'm okay lah, for now okay lah, alright, not like that. Okay, now, perfect peace, shalom, shalom, is more than just the absence of conflict, because when we think of peace, everything is peaceful, alright, serene, nothing's disturbed, alright, but we all know, the real peace is when all the storm that you have, and you still have the peace of God. and you know how to remain calm and make a rightful decision. So it's the wholeness of the being, your soundness of the mind, harmony in relationship, and rest in the spirit. How many of us, friends, family, when you receive a news and you go panic? Yes, then scream, shout. Okay, there's always this scenario. All right, now I give you one metaphor. How many of you are in the storm before? Okay, here we don't experience hurricane, but when I read about hurricane, whoa! And there's something called the eye of hurricane. All right, so with all the storm that's going, if you get into the eye of hurricane, it's very calm. All right, so what does that mean? Okay, that means in all the storm that you have, God will lead you. He will keep you and bring into His presence of God. And you can see, and you come to a place of the presence of God, you are calm, the wholeness of peacefulness, you can see everything around you, and you make better decision. All right? Probably the hurricane, you may not experience that, but we have heavy rain, storm, you're in the plane, going up, the pilot will fly and lead the plane right above the storm, 35,000 feet. That's where all the calmness is. Alright, in all that, going up, the storm is still down there, but you're at the high places where you know, okay, you can rest in peace. Alright, so we should also rest in peace. Alright, okay, where you can be in the presence of God, you are restful, alright? Okay, so otherwise turbulent and all those. Okay, now, next. The nature of peace. God doesn't promise to take us out of the storm, but to bring us into the calm of His presence. That is where, in all that is going on, okay, come into His presence. That's why the moment that you choose to sing a song, to worship God, the presence of God filled in, and the tension, okay, of whatever going through, just leave. All right, God's peace doesn't depend on what's happening around you, but the one who reigns within you, and hopefully, prayerfully, okay, make sure that is Christ Jesus. The third one, God calls us to fix our mind on Him. Call us, all right. Now, why I say that? Because the next phrase is, "Whose mind is stay on you." That's why at the beginning, God wants us really. Our mind is everywhere. Does our mind stay on Jesus? Okay. Why do I say that? Because that word stay, the Hebrew word for stay is Saul Mark. Anybody named Mark here? Or your mama? Okay, Saul Mark. Okay, now. It means to lean on, to rest upon, to be supported by. Okay, the rest are all the meaning, take hold, bear on, establish and all those. But the question is, who do you lean on? Or what do you lean on? Now, I find that we have this habit, wherever we are, we try to lean on something. Correct? Now, we stand at the wall, we try to lean on the wall. Okay? A kind of habit that all of us have. And sometimes you have nothing to hang on, and your good friend is here, you hang on him. We always do that. Okay, now. Or put your shoulder, you're very tired, let's walk together. We try to lean on something, all right, now. Or person. So the question is, with this word, your mind, where is it leaning on? Oh, there's one time I was in a friend's house, and I was so tired already, I want to lean on something, right? And I thought it was a door, but it wasn't, okay? Covered with a curtain. You know those house, kampong house, okay? You have this curtain before you enter, right? I was like, okay, so the whole house was just got a shock right now. Why I want to say that? Who are you leaning on? Okay, in all that, okay, what you do? Okay, Bible says, trust in the Lord, lean not to our own understanding. Okay, lean on the word of God, okay, which is permanent, which is stable. All right, now, so this is the condition. Okay, peace comes when our mind leans fully on God's truth. So all of us, okay, need to check that. Not on fear or what it is, what if, not on the world, not on worry, but a mind that stay on God. Why? Is there a scripture that you can anchor on? You know, all the worries that you have, your anxiety and all those. Is there a word? Is there a word that you anchor on? Because There are so many scriptures, so many promises. Is there one that you hold on? That become your anchor, alright? And that will help you to focus. Otherwise, our mind is so fragmented. You think of so many things, alright? And not know, okay, what you're actually looking forward, okay? And trust and not trembling, alright? So that's where the condition is. Where does your mind lean on? Where does your mind stay? Is it in God, in Christ, alright? Now, I thinking of this metaphor is just interesting. Okay, how many of you use a compass before? Okay, no scout here. Okay, you have compass in your phone. Yes, all right. Yeah. Honestly, you have not touched a real compass before. Yes, yes. All right. Now, how many of you realize that for a compass will always point to the north? Okay. Now, if you use a compass. It's still sure? North. What I'm trying to tell all of us is that when you know the word of God and that's where you lean on, whatever that you go through in life, it still point to Jesus. That's what it means. So a compass always point north no matter how you turn it. Likewise, a mind that's still on God always return to peace no matter what direction life spins. Okay? So take note about that. One example of Peter. When Peter walked on water, as long as I fix, okay, focus on Jesus, he walked above the waters. Yes? When was the time that he sing? His eye was on the storm. The storm didn't change. Okay? His focus did. Right? He's supposed to focus Jesus, but he focused on the storm. Okay? So peace was not about the storm. It's about who you focus. Alright? Because storm will always be there. Trouble will always be there. But where do you fix, okay, your mind? So the condition is, peace will always follow what you focus. When you fix your mind determines what fills your heart. Can you see? So because in your mind, and what fills, okay, your heart. What your mind stay on determines whether you stand in peace or you fall in pieces. Let's just play with words, okay? Alright, now let's move on. Fourth one. God invites us to trust Him completely. Do you want to trust God 50%, 30%, or you trust God in installment? Today, God, I trust you 10%. Next day, 50%. Something happened, 30%. Does it work like this? Of course not. So God invites us to trust Him completely. That's where the last phrase is, because He trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. Not today, not tomorrow, but every day. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Okay, now, the foundation, the word trust. The word trust, Hebrew word is batak, okay, means be bold, confident, secure, sure, okay, careless one, put confidence, make to hope. Okay, in other words, it's just to trust. Okay, whatever that take place, you trust, okay, the Lord forever. He is an everlasting rock. So, the everlasting rock, it means solid, stable, unshakable, unlike the shifting world. Alright, so that speaks directly, okay, that you got to know Jesus as the everlasting rock, okay, and that doesn't move. Alright, that's permanent, okay, it's secure. Alright, now, how many of you been in the beach? You love beach, alright? Now, do you know that as you stand there and the water comes in, the wave comes in, okay, after a while you see yourself sinking already, alright? Because of the movement, because it doesn't stay, alright? And as you go on, okay, and if we are young people, they want to bury you there. Okay, so friends, just to tell you that, where do you stand? Okay, stand on the promises of God. Stand on the everlasting rock. Today, Jocelyn led the song. Okay, that speaks about, okay, steadfast and all those. Okay, so does that help all of us? Okay, having the perfect peace of mind. So you also go around when you meet people. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, my friend. Shalom. Okay, never mind. Okay, let's move on. Okay, as I end. Okay, think this. You keep him in perfect peace. So what you need to remember, what you take home, remember, God is the keeper of peace. No peace, go to God. Husband, wife, fight, go to God. No, not court case, go to God. Go to God. Right? God is the keeper of perfect peace. Alright? Now, whose mind? So your mind, our mind is the carrier of that peace. Okay? We are the vessel for the peace of God. Trust. That is the condition of peace. Who do you trust? Good. Amen. Alright? Okay. Let us pray. Learn something today? Alright? Let's pray. Yeah? Oh, this is for application question. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, today we commit all of us before you. We want to give thanks, okay, for what you are doing. And we know, oh God, Lord, that in all the troubles and all the things around us, and our mind is so crowded with all those. But Father, today we learn there's something called perfect peace of mind. And Father, that we know today that you are the keeper of our peace. And Lord, that you given us a mind that for us to carry, okay, your peace. Today, Lord, we pray and ask, Lord, that we trust in you.